neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
To a lost item, you have to return it to the owner. It says, Lo tuchal leit'alem. It says, Hashev teshivam, teshivam la'achicha. You have to return it, as the halakha brings. That if he has a sign, would consider as having a sign, it would consider as a lost item, like what area that has been lost. So he says, you cannot close your eyes, you have to return it. So the question is, how come he says, Lo tuchal leit'alem? He should say, Al tit'alem. What does Al tit'alem mean? You should not ignore it. Yeah, so how come he says, Lo tuchal? What does Lo tuchal mean? What do you mean you cannot? You say, Al tit'alem. You should not ignore it. You have to do anything, like put a sign and so on. Look for the owner and return his belonging.
It's not a mitzvah. I mean, you cannot.
No, it's a direct mitzvah.
It's not exempt to
understand, but it says, Lo tit'alem. So that means you're not permitted to just ignore it and say it's nothing, has nothing to do with me. So that would be good enough. So now, Harav Avraham Azulai Zatzal, Harav says a very beautiful thing. He says, Lo tuchal means that it's impossible that you be able to ignore it. What does it mean? So now the question is, what matters one is able to take away from somebody? Like, what can you take? Money, car, house, what else? His eyeglasses.
Possessions,
what else?
You can take the trust of somebody also.
Trust, what else? Name, kavod.
Honesty.
Whatever that comes to him, right? So Harav says a very beautiful thing. He says, why? You know why? Harav says, Lo tuchal. Harav says, if you think that you can get away with it. You know, sometimes people, like when they pull in the parking or they come out, you know, they scratch somebody's car. And what do they do? What do they do? Yeah, but that's a shame. Yeah. They call it hit and run. What does hit and run mean? Yes. So now, that's what you do, hit and run. So Harav says there's no, in Judaism, there's no such thing as hit and run. You take something away from another Yehudi, either you want it or not, you have to give it back to him. If you don't give it back to him in this life, they're going to bring you back here. Yeah, to give it back to him. So when he says, Lo tuchal, it doesn't say Al tit'alem. Lo tuchal, it says, there is no way. There is no hit and run here. He cannot grab something from another Yehudi, either it's his money, either his possessions, either it's his name, his kavod, trust. Anything that you think you can steal from another Yehudi and get away with it, there is no such a thing.
Hashem recorded.
In the end, you have to give it back to him on a silver tray. As I find, Alem, instead of saying Al tit'alem, that means do not ignore it. The message here is it's impossible to.
Koilani shamote, halel ko halelu ko, koilani shamo nishomo sheli. Koilani shamote, halel ko halelu ko, koilani shamo nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.